Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
On today's episode of Where the Wind Blows, Cherry Dr. Pepper, what is up with that? Also, a Tim Hortons donut inspired ice cream flavor. Where is that being sold? And what donut flavor? Also, we're going to try a new game called Yay or Nay in 90 Seconds, and we'll explain that later on in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Eric Terry, and welcome to Where the Wind Blows. So, it was on the Toronto Sun website today, and also I've got the app on my phone now, which actually they have a Toronto Sun app, which wasn't there before, and I was so excited when it was there. Yeah, anyway,
they have a bunch of new apps. They have one for Z1035 on Androids now and Blackberries. Before it was just iPods.
So excited.
They have lots of new ones coming out now.
I love apps, but we'll talk about that another day.
Okay.
Cold Stone Creamery announced that they're coming out with a new ice cream flavor based on the apple fritter donut from Timmy's. It will be sold at Cold Stone Creamery and at Tim Hortons, where the ice cream is sold there. For more information, you can go to the Toronto Sun website. And it'll be under weird news. But that's kind of fun, you know. Well, I'm not sure if you guys know, but Tim Hortons and Cold Stone Creamery kind of run together sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Tim Hortons and Wendy's. They kind of work sometimes. Mm-hmm. But instead, now it's sometimes it's Cold Stone, whatever. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? For apple fritter ice cream. Just think of that for a second, guys. Just think of that.
Sounds delicious.
Okay. It actually does sound good.
Kelvin did not need to wait a second for that. We already have somebody who's listening in. Steph says, that sounds so good. Too bad I can't eat it. That's the problems with being vegan. I'm sorry, Steph. But maybe they'll make a yogurt, not yogurt, but a fruit-based one just for you.
But that would that work? Because vegans, I don't think they drink milk, do they?
No, that's why I said fruit-based. Like, you know, I don't know. I'll figure something out.
Okay.
But, no, I just thought it was really interesting to read in the paper. I wasn't reading the quote-unquote paper. The digital. I was reading the digital paper, and I was like, what? What is this? It was kind of exciting because, you know, I love apple fritters. I absolutely love and putting it into an ice cream. I thought that was awesome because I like ice cream. I like apple fritters. So I think it's a wonderful combination.
Yeah.
All this talk makes me want to go to Tim Hortons now.
Well,
and I just came back from McDonald's too, damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break.
As Kelvin gets off his chair. No, just kidding. But no, I don't know I don't think it's coming out yet. I mean, we can go check it out. We'll quickly check this out. It doesn't say exactly when it'll be released, but I hope it's sometime soon because that sounds really good. Mm. Funniest thing is that Tim Hortons. Just a little bit of information for you. The apple fritter has been on Tim Hortons' menu since it opened in 1964.
That's impressive. Really?
So it's one of the original donuts from Tim Hortons, which is kind of neat because, you know, after all this time, it's finally been promoted to
ice cream status.
An ice cream status, I guess you could say. I wonder if, would that be, try seeing if that's new hashtag, Kelvin, what? On Twitter. That'd be sick. We create the apple new hashtag. Fritter? No. Ice cream status. It's been, the apple fritter has been upgraded to hashtag ice cream status. And tell me if it's a new hashtag, that'd be kind of fun. Somebody asked, somebody who runs a Cold Stone Creamery said, we're bringing together the two things we know Canadians love, ice cream and apple fritters. Andrew Hughes, who's who I guess is part of the executive there, she said, many of our guests choose apple fritter donuts and have them mixed into the ice cream when building their own custom Cold Stone Creamery creation. So now they're introducing a new, all new flavor dedicated to the beloved treat was a delicious and that's what they said. So they said it works well. You know, it's supposed to, it works well together, and I guess we'll figure that out. So I guess when we figure out, I think all three of us, when that comes out, Because there's actually a Cold Stone Creamery Tim Hortons just down on the Danforth from where we are right now. And I think that, well, maybe not today, but within the near future, we should all go down, check it out, and we'll report back to you guys.
Mm-hmm. I just realized something.
What's that?
Because this is Tim Hortons, and Tim Hortons is a Canadian company, this would be Canada-exclusive ice cream.
Yeah. Dude.
We would finally have something the States doesn't.
Actually, you know what? There are a couple of Tim Hortons in the States, but they're not as frequent.
True. They might not have
I bet it would probably take at least a month or two before the ice cream goes over to the States.
This is very true. But is Cold Stone Creamery Canadian or American? That's the question. Because it's really Cold Stone Creamery that we're worried about. Because if it's Cold Stone Creamery is the... I'm going to have trouble saying that tonight.
Cold Stone Creamery.
Cold Stone Creamery.
I dare you to say that five times
fast. No, I do not accept that dare.
Okay, Kelvin?
Cold Stone Creamery, Cold Stone Creamery, Cold Stone Creamery, Cold Stone Creamery, Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh,
Beat that.
He
almost,
did it.
Almost. You think I can? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already tongue-tied enough as it is. No, I've already, I already have enough issues speaking, and yet I'm the host of the show. Figure that out. I have trouble speaking. Interesting. That's an interesting little thought there for you guys. You know, I'm the host of the show, and I'm the one who has trouble speaking, and Calvin can do all these tongue twisters.
Your dedication overthrows it.
Okay. Thank you, Zach. That's so sweet of you. You know, I'll buy you a coffee later.
I don't like coffee, but okay. You can drink mine.
Then I'd be too hyper, and I don't want to be too hyper, you know?
Not my problem.
Fine.
You're going home.
Fine then. Be that way.
It'll probably last until you get home, and then you'll crash.
What do you want then, Zach?
We'll figure this out later. Don't raise your eyebrows. That's just creeping me out.
Hey. No.
Okay, seriously, no.
But no, yeah, I just thought it was kind of interesting news I thought I'd bring up. What do you guys think? If you guys think it's actually kind of interesting, send us a tweet where wind blows are, twitter.com, facebook.com/wherethewindblows, Skype is where wind blows radio, and give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615.
And BBM is on the Facebook page.
Yes, because it's a barcode, and if I can't just, there's actually no like PIN number, so I can't just like release that because it kind of doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Which is poopy.
So if you guys have BBM, go to the Facebook page, find it.
There's a picture of a barcode. Yeah. As Calvin's munching on fries over there, don't mind him. We'll just turn off his mic while he's munching.
I at least have the courtesy to move my mouth away from the mic while I eat.
Or you could just signal me and I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
That works too. Yeah. Alrighty, guys.
Calvin has a button on his own.
Calvin has a button? Yeah, it does have a button. That's right. Okay. So, guys, we got some great songs for you today. Yeah, we got a lot of classic rock here for you. Which reminds me, later on the show, I have to tell you about you've seen it on Twitter, and my experience with Q107 last week. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually pretty awesome. I was very excited. So, with that, I'm going to start you off with some Thin Lizzy, and The Boys Are Back in Town.
See you. will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Yeah. loving in that La Vita, living it up when I'm going down.
You're listening to the Centennial Internet Radio Program, Where the Wind Blows, live with Eric Terry and Kelvin Wong. Gentlemen, welcome to the jungle by Guns N' Roses. And we just had a message come in through here on the Skype that just told me. All right, it's all I can see right now in my mind is green, red, and yellow dots going across the screen at an occasional star-shaped note. Well, I can tell you right now, we got that song perfect over here in the studio. We played Guitar Hero, and we rocked everybody's socks, and we beat everybody at that game. So
Guitar Hero for the win.
High five, woo! Guys. High five, everybody in the studio. Yeah, we did that really well. And we just, hello. Someone just walked into the studio here, and we're live on air. No. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to me. Let me just explain what happened.
She put an ice cube down his back.
It might as well be ice cold. Ice cube.
Aaron, I'm stuttering.
Aaron just came into the studio and decided that she was really cold and decided to put her hands up my back because my back is apparently really warm. So anybody's trying to figure out what the hell is going on over here. That, yes, I know I'm nice and warm.
I can tell Steph's in her mind thinking she's not putting her hands down her back.
The back of your fingers are even colder. Holy
Steph, you might as well be right.
Holy crap.
It might be a little dirty version.
Holy shit. Thanks, Aaron. Yes, okay, grab a
so
seat.
So good
grab
people can't see us.
Grab a seat.
All they hear is sound effects.
Don't you dare start tickling me. Grab a seat. Grab a seat and pull up a mic. You can share with Zach.
Okay.
And Andy just said, oh la la. But no, that's not it at all. Anyways, so.
Yes, it is.
Shut up, Zach. Anyways, so what's going on right now is we have Dr. Pepper. Ow. I just totally tripped on my own headphone cord here, so don't mind me. We have I work at Sobeys, and I was on cash on the weekend, and I looked across at the cooler, and I saw this flavor of Dr. Pepper, and it said cherry Dr. Pepper, and I said, what? Okay, so let's get something straight here.
The mini says, what?
Attaboy, Calvin. That's exactly what I meant. If you could cue that sound.
Oh. That's going to take some.
No, I'm kidding. Just
he doesn't even have his laptop open.
I do.
That's fine. That's fine. Anyways, but no, I saw that and I said, what? Are you serious? Cherry Dr. Pepper. It already tastes like cherries.
Maybe it tastes even more like cherries.
No, then it would. if you're gonna do that, then say Dr. Pepper Plus.
With extra cherry.
With extra cherries. You know, something like that. But you don't use something along the lines of, you know, well, like, I don't know. Cherry Dr. Pepper. Okay, let's put it this way. For those of you who drink Coca-Cola, cherry, what did Cherry Coke taste like?
Cherry Coke.
Coke with cherry.
No. If you were to compare it to another pop, did it not taste like Dr. Pepper?
Kind of.
At least somewhat. Yeah, it tastes like Dr. Pepper. So, why don't you share a mic or something? You can speak.
I miss Pepsi Blue.
That's Aaron, by the way, and welcome to the studio. Kind of a interesting entrance, but anyways.
Thanks. Interesting to say the less.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I saw this and I said, what? Like, if you're going to make a pop that tastes like, you know, we've established that Cherry Coke tastes like Dr. Pepper. Right. Okay. So we've established now that Cherry Coke tastes like Dr. Pepper, then. So that then says that Dr. Pepper tastes like cherries. So why would you then go to, you know, putting all this money out into advertising commercials, labels, product, when it already tastes like cherries? You're just saying, no, now, you know, Dr. Pepper with a cake. We're going to add cherries. It already has cherries. Seriously. Okay, so
maybe
I'm looking.
It's for the idiots who can't taste the cherry, so it's like, you know what, let's add even more cherry.
No, that's not even it. That's
or maybe just explain to everybody.
No, Zachary.
It tastes like cherries because it has cherry.
No. Okay, we got something here.
Might as well just put Aaron's hand down E.T.'s back again.
Okay, hold on a second. We got Steph here saying lies. Dr. Pepper tastes like cough medicine and Cherry Coke is heaven. I completely disagree with you, Steph. Seriously. Okay, so I'm looking at the Dr. Pepper website right now. Okay, it's up and it's going. And you can take over and talk to Steph. I'm busy now. Okay, so I'm looking. No offense, Steph. But I'm looking at the product of Dr. Pepper. Okay, so you know what? They've also got this thing. Whoa, that was so cool. Sorry, I clicked on something and it went. Anyways.
Lots of description.
It was good. Cherry. They've got this cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper. And, okay, that sounds cool. Cherry vanilla. Okay, I can kind of get yeah, that.
Add the vanilla, you know, add a little bit extra cherry.
Add the vanilla, you know, just take out the frickin' cherry.
Yeah.
Because there is no extra cherries. It's supposed to be in Dr. Pepper unless it's, they say, look, this is extra cherries. I told you I would get really into this. I hate stupid people, ladies and gentlemen. You know, everybody has stupid moments, but there are some people, apparently everybody at Dr. Pepper is stupid.
And Mark Zuckerberg.
And what?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Don't even get me started with Facebook. Don't even get me started.
That's back to Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Like, whoever came up with this idea of, oh, let's have a cherry Dr. Pepper. Sorry, but whoever you are stupid.
They're Americans. That's all I'm going to say.
It makes sense. But, like, seriously, like, if we've established that Dr. Pepper already tastes like cherries, then why would you say, I'm going on a rant and I'm going in circles now? Somebody stop me, please. Calvin, what do you think?
What? Dr. Pepper?
What? Did you just say what?
Cherry, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, cherry, Dr. Pepper.
Remove the cherry and you get Coke. There you go.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say to that. You take out the
cherry from Dr. Pepper and all you get is Coke.
That's definitely true.
What else do you get from it?
You take out the cherry and Dr. Pepper, you get Dr. Pepper.
You get Coke.
No, you get Dr. Pepper.
But if Dr. Pepper already has cherries in it, what would happen if you took the cherries completely out of Dr. Pepper?
Exactly.
Then you would get Coke.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
That's what Kevin's saying.
I get it. No, ha, 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 no.
Right. No get it.
No, I get it now. I'm not completely and utterly stupid. I had a stupid moment. But these people don't even get... Okay, anyways. So, going to go to a quick music break soon. But first, I want to explain to you this kind of game that we're having this week. I want everybody to grab a pen and a paper or a laptop or something to type on or something.
I don't like writing.
Not you, you idiots. You've got a laptop in front of you. Almost a typewriter, but this is the 21st century.
Jeez, we don't have big enough to be a typewriter. Look at this thing.
The listeners can't see it.
I'm saying to you guys.
Oh. Anyways, we're playing.
He had another stupid moment.
Thank you, Aaron. That was the loudest snort I've ever heard in my life.
Sounded like he sneezed.
Yes.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're playing a game coming up called Yay or Nay in 90 Seconds. And pretty much, you know how you say, like, Coke or Pepsi? Or, you know, this
Pepsi.
Or that. Okay. Aaron, let me explain something first. I'd love to go back and listen to this. It'd be hilarious. Anyways, so like Coke or Pepsi, shoes or sandals, yada, 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 vice versa. One or the other, either or. Or you could do something on the line. You could either do something like that, or you have to...
We can start a question on Facebook page.
Okay. Well, that's what I was getting to.
Coke or Pepsi?
No, we're not going to just do that. We did that one already.
We did?
And Coke won.
Oh, shoes or sandals.
No! Let me finish my thought, Calvin. Jeez. Children these days.
Okay, you have to say yes or no to yes or no. You have to choose either yes or no. Which one?
I don't know. Anyways, so yay or nay, you know, you can do something along the lines of, you know, Coke or Pepsi, this or that. So one or the other. Or if you have something along the lines of, okay, let's say you ask something along the lines of, okay, what are your views on this, yay or nay? And there's no explanation. It's yes or no. So ladies and gentlemen, grab your pens and papers, write down a bunch of questions, and the first caller in after this music break, or even during the music break, the first caller, or I'm going to make up a new word, Skyper, to give us a ring will be the one to be able to ask questions, and I have to make sure that I get through all of them in 90 seconds. And if I don't, I just look like a fool now, don't I?
You know, Skyper, that word, I think we should see if that'll trend.
Skyper? Skyper. Go, Kelvin, go.
See if that'll trend on Twitter.
Hi, Stephanie. She's on Skype.
Hi. All right, so we're going to send you to another music break, guys. And so whatever your views on Dr. Pepper are or this vanilla Dr. Pepper, just please, if you agree with me, okay, that's wonderful. If you don't even bother saying anything to me because you've heard exactly what happens. Anyways, we're going to start you off with some great classic rock, some more great classic rock here for you. We're going to start you off with Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. Here it is.
All aboard!
I.
When you want any more, you go fast, things go tough, and you start your stuff, and I want your face, then you're out of love. Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne and All Screwed Up by AC/DC. Gonna send you to another song very in just a few seconds here, but just want to let everybody know that the yay or nay in 90 seconds, and we're still waiting on people to call or waiting for someone to Skype us with a whole bunch of questions. According to this song, you've got 3 minutes and 44 seconds to give us a ring or give us a shout on Skype. So, while we're on that, I'm going to send you to some Poison. Talk Dirty to Me.
Mm-hmm. to me. You know I call you. I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home, so I can hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly.
Gentlemen, that was Poison Talk Dirty to Me.
Okay.
You're not Poison.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Calvin. How's it going? What's up? Anyways, so we've got that 90, the yay or nay in 90 seconds, and we've got a timer already set here to go. We got a whole bunch of people. Apparently, there are some people who are still writing questions, and unfortunately, I cannot give you an extension. Holy crap on a cracker, we've got a whole bunch of questions. Steph just sent us a whole bunch of questions. Steph, if you're going to do that, you might want to either Skype or call us in, because that's just going to take a... It's more fun that way, so hurry up. Actually, 1 second. We're going to do it this way. One second, guys. Calvin, take the mic. All
right, so you can Skype us at Where the Wind Blows on Skype, Where the Wind Blows Radio, or you can leave us a comment on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/wherethewindblows, and you can play this awesome game called Either Or in 90 seconds.
Alrighty, so we've got I've got this all set up, guys. We're just gonna give Stephanie a ring and see if I can get through all these in 90 seconds. And I've got the timer right here, so we don't have to worry about that. So we're gonna give Stephanie a call, and we can see if we can do this. See if we can do this. Hold on, guys.
Hi.
Hold on.
All
right. Hello.
Thanks.
Hey. How's it going?
Good.
That's good. You got your rate. You got your player muted there.
Yeah. What do I have to do?
Well, aren't you listening?
I am listening.
All right. All those things that you just typed to me, I want you to start asking them. I'm gonna give you the countdown of three, and then I will give you an answer for each one and see if I can do it all in 90 seconds.
Okay.
You can do that? And if we and if I can get through them, we've got some questions ready here in the studio for everybody. Zach and Aaron are quickly writing questions down, so.
I don't think we can do that in 90 seconds, but okay.
Think you can try? Okay, I'm going to give you a 3-second countdown.
I just have to ask you?
You just have to ask me. I have to say which one.
Okay.
So do you think we can do this in 90 seconds?
Okay.
Alrighty. Here we go. Alright, so 3, 2, 1, go.
Cheesecake or strudel?
Cheesecake.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Grape or strawberry?
Grape.
Cantaloupe or pomegranate?
Cantaloupe.
Juice or punch?
Punch.
Chair, stool.
Stool.
Photo or story?
What?
Photo or story?
Photo or story?
Yeah.
Photo.
Yellow or purple?
Purple.
Debit or credit?
Debit.
Rum or whiskey?
Rum.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Lemmings or lemurs?
Lemurs.
Roaches or mice?
What?
What?
Roaches or mice?
Oh shit, we just started going up. Not down. Sorry, what was the last question?
Roaches or mice?
Mice.
Camping or the beach?
Camping or the beach? Camping.
Movies or TV shows?
Movies.
Blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
School or work?
School.
Talking or texting?
Talking.
Hugs or kisses?
Kisses.
Grease or rent?
Rent, obviously.
Mahjong or Bejeweled?
Mahjong. No, Mahjong.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero or Rock Band?
A Guitar Hero.
Guitar or drums?
Drums.
Pencil or pen?
Pen.
Blackboards or whiteboards?
What's the difference? Whiteboard.
Poison or AC/DC?
AC/DC.
The Bengals or Heart?
I don't know. We'll go Heart.
Zach or Calvin?
I have to pick between Zach and Calvin?
Damn it, Seth.
Next question.
Spades. No answer.
Pardon?
Hearts or spades?
Spades.
DVD or Blu-ray?
Blu-ray.
Valjean or Marius?
Valjean.
Breakfast Club or 16 Candles?
Breakfast Club.
Leonard and Penny or Leonard and Stephanie?
Leonard and Penny?
Raj or Howard?
Raj.
Time.
Harris or Rome?
That's time? Sugar plums, did I get it?
You didn't get the last question.
No!
There was only one left?
What was the last question?
Paris or Rome?
I'd have to go for Paris. Oh, that was fun. We've got some people here in the studio as well who have a bunch of questions. Zach and Mike, and you guys can share a mic, and you guys can go.
We don't have.
Actually, you know what? We're gonna do this, and we're gonna throw this over to Steph. We're gonna put Steph on the hot seat.
What?
We're throwing you on the hot seat now.
Do we have to time this? Because I think I'm just gonna ask these because we don't have that many. I think we'll just ask these questions to.
I think so, and you have to get it done as soon as you. We're gonna do this in 30 seconds. How's that sound? Hold on a second.
That'll be easy.
30 seconds?
30 seconds?
Yeah. 15. We'll do it in 15. Calvin, grab the mic. All
right.
Calvin, grab the mic. No, I got this. Calvin, grab the mic.
Okay. Whatever. I got this. Whatever. I got it.
No.
My timer beat yours.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay, never mind. Alrighty. You guys ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
3, 2. Steph, you ready?
Yeah.
Wait. 3, 2, 1, go.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Sprite or 7-Up?
15 or 30.
7-Up.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
PS3 or Xbox 360?
PS3.
5 seconds.
Mac or PC?
4, 3.
Mac.
Digital or analog 1. Watches?
Time.
That's our awesome sound effects. How many do we have left?
5.
5 left? Oh, Steph.
That was less time than you.
Yeah, but there were also less questions.
And you didn't ask them fast.
Yeah, you know what? Let's give her 60 seconds. I'll 60? Ask from the beginning.
60? Okay, we'll try this again. Try this again. 60 seconds. All right.
We just start over?
And then we got to move on, guys.
Yeah, we'll start
we're
over.
We're going to do this, and then we got to move on. We're
running
out of time.
30 seconds? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Add 30 seconds. You guys ready? Ready? Go.
Okay, Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Sprite or 7-Up?
7-Up.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
PS3 or Xbox?
PS3.
Yes. Mac or PC?
Mac.
Digital or analog watches?
Digital.
Orange or apple juice?
Apple.
No.
Ferrari or Lamborghini?
Ferrari.
Shorts or... What was this? Reprise.
Shorts.
Photography or cinematography?
Photography.
BlackBerry or iPhone?
iPhone.
Yeah. iPhone or HTC?
30 seconds.
What's the question?
iPhone or HTC?
iPhone.
Okay, that's it.
No! You answered all those wrong!
No, I didn't.
Okay. Alrighty, whew, that was fun. We should do it again sometime.
Alrighty. You have more time to think of questions.
Alrighty, yeah. Steph, stay on the line there, and we'll come right back to you in just a second. So hold up there, Steph. Thanks for Skyping us here, and your only prize is being able to come on and stump me. That's your prize.
You still have an unclaimed prize. You need to come in for.
Okay, we got 7 minutes, guys. Alrighty, we'll talk in just a second, Steph.
Yep.
All right. Thanks again. Okay, guys, we're going to So last but not least, I just want to share one quick thing with you before we go, guys. This past week, I went to Q107. This is the surprise I was telling you guys about on Facebook. Last week, I went to Q107. My uncle was able to set up a tour with Ryan Parker and John Derringer and John Garber. And unfortunately, John Derringer wasn't there that day. But I was able to meet Ryan Parker and John Garbett. Well, within the next few weeks, Ryan Parker and John Garbett will be in the studio co-hosting with Kelvin and myself and Zach and whoever else is going to be in the studio at that time. So, ladies and gentlemen, within the next few weeks, and I will keep you posted, Ryan Parker from Q107 and John Garbett will also be here co-hosting from the morning show, Derringer in the Morning on Q from Q107. So, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, that is all the time we have for today. So, on behalf of everybody here, I'm Eric Terry. Kelvin, stop sleeping over there.
I'm Kelvin Wall.
And I'm Zach Morello, and with us is Aaron McRae.
Yo.
And we're going to leave you with a song. It'll be a nice surprise for you guys, but
you probably know it.
I think you guys all know this song. So, from all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, we're going home, guys.
It's fun to say it.
No, I don't even know what that was, but okay.
You got to practice your Russell Peters there.
Yeah, okay, guys.
Ready, guys? All right, guys. From all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, have a good week. See you next week.
Bye. Have a good week.
Once in your shoes.